Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a model that claims to have slept with over 500 men, and suggests that everyone should do the same. It makes sense, because if every woman was with 500 men, then all women would have the same marketplace value, and hers would go up, allowing her to access more men. She's like a crab in the bucket, trying to drag all the other crabs down. In the end, anyone following her advice will just get crabs. Up next, the woke stream media says that migrants don't bring disease, and in fact, help fight it. Then the same media outlet says that later the measles outbreaks grow as more cases are diagnosed in migrant shelters. Looks to me like the mainstream media itself is a disease. If your immigrant status can fight off disease, then illegal immigrants would be immortal. But you know, the media will just claim that the immigrants are infected by the locals and double down on woke and crazy. Number three, we have Sam Taylor Johnson not being able to understand why people are fascinated by her 24-year age gap between her and her husband, Aaron. He was 17 when she met him. Looks like she groomed Quicksilver, and I bet you he didn't see her coming. Women are hypocrites. They're vile towards men that date younger women, while praising females for the same action. This also sort of reminds me of French President Macron. There's something very wrong here. Moving on, we have a granny that took the term sweater kittens a little too literally. This will be most modern women in 20 to 30 years. Also, just so you know, that thanks to gravity, those tattoos used to be on her collarbone. This may be AI-generated today, but it'll be everywhere one day. In the famous words of Tweety, I taught a titty cat. Number 5, women won't be happy about this study, but it says that men peak at 50 as online daters, while women peak out only at 18. What does the author of this mean when she says, oi? But 50 is still young for men that have their lives together. Many young women are lining up. You can't say the same thing about 50-plus women. Men's money and earning potential usually peaks out at 50, while women's fertility peaks out at 18. Up next, Vice President Kamala Harris says that no one should be jailed for smoking pot. Meanwhile, the community note says that Harris oversaw 1,900 convictions for marijuana offenses, and some of which went to jail. This is yet another example of why Democrats want to censor the internet. They don't want you to refer back to anything they said or did in the past and point it out. Number 7, we have a drunk woman who says that she's the best driver ever, after she crashed and ended 3 people in Philadelphia. Her lawyers will probably argue in court that she's mentally unfit to face the trial. And then they'll pretty much say to put her in asylum, but since there are no asylums, she'll probably just get released onto the streets at that point. That's the world we're living in now. Moving on, this woman abused this old woman in a nursing home and was caught on camera. I've said it before that only the wealthy will have the means to pay for a proper nursing home in the future. The rest will get beaten by Consuela and Nikisha in their nursing homes. Plus, most people won't have any kids to check in on them, as if that even happens, as people live busy lives. So there'll be a lot of tattooed geriatric ladies and thirsty depends sitting in their own excrement. Number 9, something's amiss at the Circle K. Apparently, the company automatically weeded out people that were convicted of child sex crimes. But it was just a story from a satire site. So does that mean they don't do criminal background checks on their employees? These days, the argument is that the sex offender registry is bad, because it destroys rainbow people's rights. Right to do what, exactly? Up next is a woman upset because men are getting dolls. She asks, can a doll cook, clean, and have your kids? Someone then says, so suddenly, women think it's their duty to wash and take care of the home. Sounds to me like the threat of dolls and robots is going to turn feminists into housewives. Wait until fully functioning lumber bots come out and robots do all the household tasks. Women are so over at that point. Number 11, sometimes YouTube accidentally gets something right, because even they know the truth. Something tells me that Trudeau here can't even grow any facial hair even if he wanted to. But seriously, this clown is a communist and not a national socialist. If he was in Germany in the 1940s, he would have been sent to the camps because he would have brought shame to Germany. Moving on, looks like Gen Z's rainbow people explosion is being driven by girls pretending to be bi. Only 2.8% of boys identify as prison people. The girls, on the other hand, are just pretending to salivate for that fresh fish. It's probably just narcissism and a way to get attention that they'll grow out of in their late 20s and early 30s. Maybe it's also the fives and sixes' fear of penetration. The CIA and WEF will be sad when they hear this news. I, of course, blame Katy Perry's song, I Kissed a Girl. Number 13 is the difference between what women think men want versus what men actually want. But who really wants a Chinese commie? Besides, whatever happened to let's meet in the middle? Given the choice between the two of these, I'd rather stay single. Your choice is between a diabetes fatty or a starvation commie as a life partner. No thanks to either. Up next, over the last few years, gamers have been playing 90s and 2000s games because they get to own the actual game, and they also don't have to worry about woke video game characters and politics getting in the way. I guess I'm not the only one playing the original Red Alert. The best part about 90s games is that they're completely free. We need to make video games again, and get rid of the woke nonsense. Number 15, Mark Hamill, now known as Cuck Soywalker, says that Biden is the bestest president America's ever had. But I wonder how much they paid him to come to the White House on May the 4th and endorse Sleepy Joe. Someone should have told the Democrats that Star Wars is dead. He's probably also just saying, Hollywood, Hollywood, look at me. I deserve a job too. It looks like twisted by the woke side Soywalker has become. Bite the pill you will. Going in dry am I. Moving on, Japan is sending a sugar baby to prison for 9 years for defrauding men out of $1 million and selling a manual to other women so they could do the same. In the West, she would have been hailed a hero and given a feminist fellowship at a university. Either that or a book deal in her own television show. Looks like she girl-bossed a little too close to the sun in the land of the rising sun. Don't forget the best part where she wasted the money on Chad's at a local host club while living in a capsule hotel. Number 17, a study says that pollution makes the birds gay. Well, if that's the case, then Alex Jones was right all along. And it's also making the frogs gay too. I guess it also explains what's happening to the Democrats in the big polluted cities. It's all those phthalates in the plastic and all the chemicals in the food. Here's a picture of the man that actually funded this study. Up next, we have a proud single mom probably driving her ex's Mercedes. That was probably part of the settlement. Either that or it was paid for by simp bucks or lonely fools. If this is a trophy from the ex, I hope it's the last one, as all single mothers should remain single. Besides, that license plate is not the flex that she thinks it is. It's absolute Chad repellent. I bet her boys are also dressed up as girls, and they're playing in the girls' soccer league on the Ladybugs team. Number 19, Ye, is reportedly starting a prawn company under the name Yeezy Prawn. Sounds like he's following in the footsteps of Andrew Tate and trying to get himself into trouble for trafficking. But I think it's going to be a solid business for him, because his name will draw the attention to the website and people will subscribe. Even with so much free stuff out there these days, there are millions of simps out there spending their money on it. Moving on, is a woman done playing games. She's 20 and expecting a baby and looking for someone to chat with. Black men only. I guess that tells us the color of the kid. Is there anyone out there that'll take her and raise little Tyrone too? Just remember that if you get together with her, that kid already has a criminal record, and he hasn't even come out of her womb yet. This is an old ad, but legend has it that she's still looking. Number 21, given the choice between being single forever, a stepdad, or fat girls, some people say that Asian women are the solution. This is not going to end well, though. There's a reason that the fertility rates are falling fastest in East Asia. Plus, do you really want to raise Tim Pool Jr.? Asian women want the white boys because they have higher status for them and looks than the local men. But they will tire and divorce you in the end, and their IQ is higher so you won't see it coming, or be able to defend yourself against their tomfoolery. Up next, we have this young king. He's in a relationship with Desiree, and he married her so she could get some papers. She says not to basically put her business out there. Then he says, shut up and make me a bologna sandwich. Also, why does she have a black name if she's Mexican? He definitely sounds like a young Chad in the making. Too bad he doesn't look it though. But I think that this is probably just made up as a joke. Number 23, here's a white-winged supremacist one only attacking foreign students from ethnic minorities. I once had a racist dog that would bark and try and bite black and Indian people. My story is real, and so is this one. I thought it was just clickbait at first. I think that even the animals are sick and tired of all the protected classes in the UK. Moving on, AOC used to say that it's okay for people to steal because they need things they're stealing to survive. Yet how does this couple explain stealing $22,000 worth of baby formula from a Walmart? That's over 800 cans. Are they feeding the world's largest baby over there? Either that or the baby they have today and the rest they will be having for the rest of their lives. But that stuff is only good for a year, so it doesn't make any sense unless the plan is to resell it. Number 25 and the last one, women don't like men watching prawn because they see it as competition for the male attention they feel entitled to. One woman posted this message about it being okay for women not to date men that watch it. They want to stop this as well as video games. That's why they're also coming for movies and games with their DEI agendas. But the same women that say this want you to have no issues with their triple-digit body counts. And it's also fine for women to have Lonely Fools accounts. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making more, then please donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.